In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you ever sing this song in Sunday school? I did. One door and only one, but yet the sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you? That song makes me a little uncomfortable. If it means that Jesus alone is the way to salvation, and we are to invite others to come and see that Jesus is good, that's fine. I'm all for that. But if the song means that we are the people who follow the rules perfectly, we are the good people on the right side of the door, and that Jesus loves us because we're good, and people not like us are the bad people, and God hates them because they're bad, then I have a big problem with that. A lot of people look at the church and look at Christianity as a box. I truly don't think that this applies to our congregation and our people, but there are people who look at all churches this way. In the box are the people who don't drink, don't smoke, don't cuss. In the box are the healthy, the wealthy, the beautiful, the popular, the successful, or as I like to call them, the well-read, the well-fed, and the well-wed. The box separates us from being tainted by the rest of the world. The box keeps out the sinners. Some people are born in the box, and other people have to work their way in. But life in the box is not always all that it's cracked up to be. Often the people in the box don't seem to smile very much. They don't seem very happy. They strike everyone as quite legalistic and judgmental, not the type of people you would want to be around. And there is no security in the box. All you have to do is slip up one time, just one time, and you're out of the box. It's awful to live under that kind of pressure, the pressure to always be perfect. This reminds me of how my grandmother's sister would discipline her children and her grandchildren if she caught them doing something naughty. She would say, "The good Lord won't love you if you do that." What a horrible thing to say to a child. Certainly, we want to teach children right from wrong. Sure, God wants us to live by His commandments, but God doesn't stop loving us when we fail to meet the mark that He sets. There is forgiveness. That's why Jesus came to earth. Let's not box out our children or any child of God. Some people are born outside of the box, as we said, and some are thrown out. What is the world like outside of the box? It's like a circus or a carnival. All fun, no rules, anything goes. There are clowns to keep us laughing. There are acts like the trapeze, full of excitement and danger. The sideshow keeps us entertained, ogling oddities and freaks. But the roller coaster makes us dizzy. And too much candy makes us sick. And sometimes somebody falls off the high wire without a net, and it ends very badly. Lots of people, a lot of us, live in the circus or at the carnival, jumping from one distraction to another, lost in the maze of lights and mirrors, suffering the consequences of overindulgence. I recall my first year in college. Now, that was a long time ago, but I think in this respect, things probably haven't changed very much. For a lot of my friends, it was their first time away from home, away from parental authority, away from their churches. Many of them neglected their studies, spent all of their time partying and hooking up. Several of them flunked out and had to go home very embarrassed to face their parents' wrath. Some of them eventually got turned around, but some of them didn't. Circus life did something to them. It messed them up very badly. Now, often there are monkeys at a circus. The slang term to have a monkey on your back means to have a long-standing emotional or physical problem that's hard to overcome. Everybody has their monkeys, both the people in the box and the people at the carnival. You don't know the illnesses and the diseases that the people around you have. 20% of the people in our country are medicated for depression. A lot more probably should be. You don't know the addictions that the people around you have, drugs and alcohol, and especially today, pornography. By our own fault, by the fault of the people who damaged us, by the fault of original sin bred into us, we all fall short of God's goal. We are all sinners, every one of us. Working harder to stay in the box is not the answer. We're all flawed. Salvation doesn't mean that Jesus gives us a boost to make us able to follow all of the rules in the box and then live there in spiritual and physical perfection. Even though we are baptized and have faith, we still sin. But we can grow in Christ. We can walk in the Spirit. We can grow in our discipleship, our knowledge of the Lord and His ways. We can also grow in our servanthood, doing good for others as God gives us opportunity. But all of that comes from God, not from our own efforts. In the church, we talk about sanctification, being made holy. We will never be perfect on this side of heaven, but in this life, we can become better than we were. We can see God more clearly, and we can follow Him more nearly, but only by His grace. Living the carnival life isn't the answer for us either. It never ends well. We burn out. Look at all of the musicians and entertainers and athletes who ruined their careers or died young with overconsumption or debauchery. Remember the 27 Club? Brian Jones, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse. God doesn't will for our lives to be like a circus. And He doesn't want His church, the Christian life, to be like a box either. But some people think that since we're saved and we don't have to stay in the box, we can do whatever we want without impunity, including leading that circus life. They say, if Jesus forgives sins, why not sin all of I can? After all, it's fun. No, no, no. That is not what salvation is about. If someone's thinking that way, then they just haven't got it. We strive to lead a God-pleasing life because we want to respond to God's love for us. A better way to look at our life in Christ may be to see it as a journey, as a path. The first Christians were called the Way. God is taking us somewhere. And He gives us a lifetime to get there. And when we get there, we're going to be there for eternity. So let's not think of life as a box or a carnival. Let's think of it as a path. Now, that's not easy for me. You might not think of me this way, but my superpower is being critical. Anything I read, anything anyone says to me, I can poke holes in their logic and rip their ideas to shreds. Give me a path, and I'll find a better one. That's not always a blessing. In fact, it's rarely a blessing. And maybe you're that way too. What I need to do, what we all need to do, is look for ways to build people and things up rather than tear them down. Rather than poke holes, we need to connect the dots. God has a plan for us, and everything that happens really does serve a purpose. We don't always follow God's plan perfectly, and sometimes the reason that bad thing happens is because we make bad choices. But God can turn around even our worst decisions and put them right again. God's will is going to be done with us or without us. But we pray that we might be a part of it and take our God-given role in what he has planned. As I look over my life and career, there are lots of times that things did not go the way I wanted, and I was very disappointed. But looking back, I see how God taught me in every instance where I thought that he had failed me. If any one of these things would have gone differently, I would not be where I am today, which I believe is right where God wants me to be. And I'm certain that that's true for you too. Now, you would think by now that I would have got it through my thick skull that whatever happens is God's will and he's got my back and everything is going to be all right. But sometimes I just still have to poke those holes. I'm trying to learn to connect the dots. You too? The big point is that God is the source of everything good. All of our blessings come from him. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Salvation is a gift. Jesus won our salvation by dying on the cross. The merit that he earned, he transferred to us. We receive it in baptism. It comes to us through the Spirit who works in us. We cannot add anything to our salvation. We don't have to. Given then that Jesus is invincible and that he is on our side, we can be free to take risks and seize opportunities. We can form relationships with other people, which is always going to make us vulnerable in some way, but they can work for the good of God when we all work together. This congregation is like a family that gathers around word and sacrament. Sure, we have different perspectives, we have different opinions, but we can work together to maintain a distinctive Christian Lutheran witness in this community. We can work together to serve the least and the lost. We can help each other out of the box, and we can rescue each other from the circus. And we can connect each other's dots. And we can walk together on the path. And we don't need to fear the world, because as Jesus said, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen.